All right. What is up, all you good, wonderful citizens of Crypt Nation? It is Bryson Pizza Mind here. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here in San Diego. And Pizza Mind, you're looking dapper today. What's going on in your corner of the world?
Well, I'm really excited. I'm in the Christmas spirit. We have 1 week away, and we've got these beautiful, ugly Christmas sweaters, thanks to our friends over at Bittrex. Etoro, please don't be mad.
Indeed, Bittrex was very nice to send that stuff over, and we are going to release an episode here pretty soon, I think this upcoming week, with Bill Shahar, who's the CEO of Bittrex, one of our personal favorite exchanges. Really, really reputable exchange. So, Pete, you know, as we've been going through the months, we've been putting together the Crypto 2020 Summit, and everybody who's been listening has heard plenty about it, okay? So what they haven't heard yet, if they haven't visited the site, is who exactly will be speaking. So I think that it'll be a good idea if we go and do a quick roll call for the next 2 minutes of the 60-plus speakers and the companies that they're working for, the coins that they're working for, so that if you at home are listening and your ears perk up because you say, oh, I hold one of those coins, I want to go listen to him. Let's just do a quick roll call. So Pete, why don't you kick us off?
Yeah, let's do it, because you've heard a lot about the Crypto 2020 Summit, but maybe you thought it was just this online live stream. This is not our You Now show. We are not fucking around. Listen to who we have. First and foremost, Joey Krug from Augur and Pantera Capital. Mariano Conti, Maker. Roger Ver, Bitcoin Cash. John Kim from the Litecoin Foundation. Tony Vise. Loy Liu from the Kyber Network. Alex Mashinsky from Celsius, Mance Harmon from Hedera Hashgraph, Jordan Earls from Quantum, and Little Bubble. Who else we got, Bryce?
One of our favorite crypto satirists is Little Bubble. But yes, we have Wendy O. We've got Kenneth Bach from Zilliqa. We've got Kevin Murko from Coin Metro. We've got Rhett Creighton from 800cc. Tyler Spaulding from Flexa. Rolf Verslewis from Horizon.
We've got Seem Onap from Savvy Digital Marketing. They do ICO launches and all kinds of interesting stuff there. We've got Ben Jorgensen from Constellation. We've got Adi Seidman and Yonatan Silla from Props. And then we have Ada Zhao from Platon.
Yeah, we have Kendrick Nguyen from Republic. We've got Jinsheng Dong from RockX. We've got Paul Pui from Edge Wallet. Charles Liu from Findora. Lone Phones Schroeder from Concordium. Brandon Isles from Ampleforth.
We have Zach Chia from PundiX. We have Oz Sultan from Sultan Interactive. Shiv Malik from Streamer. Steve Lee from Komodo. Joshua Frank from The Tie. Andrew Keys from Dharma Capital.
The list goes on. We've got Steve Ehrlich from Invest Voyager. Luke Powell from Decred. Brian Kerr from Kava Labs. Farbud Nivi from CoinMine. Larry Pang from Iotex. Peko Wan from PundiX.
We have our good friends from the Bad Crypto Podcast, Joel and Travis. They're coming on to say hello. We have James Zhang from Black Panther Capital, Patrick Gorel from FRST. We have Thomas Bertani from Provable and Michael Rosenblatt from BRD. And oh, wait, there's more.
There is more. Closing us out, we have Katie Talati from Arca, Alex Nascimento from UCLA Blockchain Labs. We've got Jack O'Halloran from Scale Network. We've got Joe LaLuz from Bison Trails. We've got Florian Legault from Synapse, Alex Saunders from Nuggets News, and Nate Hindman from Bancor.
And that's just it so far. We still have more coming.
Yeah, we still have more coming. People are getting added to the site just about every day. So that's where we stand. If you've heard any coins that that you own and that you want to go see, make sure that you go sign up at crypto2020summit.com.
And even if you didn't, you should be signing up anyway, because Bryce and I have been conducting these interviews over the past month. We've gotten about 30 or 40 of them back so far, and the information that these people are sharing, I've not read or seen anywhere else. I've not heard anywhere else. So it's very, very important. If you want to stay on top of the market, you need to tune in. And why wouldn't you? It's free. And not only that, we're going to give you something for tuning into this stream. We're going to give away some prizes, Bryce.
That we are. We are going to give away hardware wallets. We'll give away a CoinMine 1. We already did a very successful giveaway with that in the past, and people loved it. So we're going to do another one because we love you that much, Crypt Nation.
Maybe some more stuff, too. We'll
see. Yeah, maybe some merch. Who knows? But you have to be there in order to be eligible. And guys, we'll see you there.
Crypto2020summit.com. Pause this episode. Go sign up right now.
Indeed, indeed. All right, everybody, let's get started with the weekly fire. Pizza Mind, kick us off with the weather report. What have you seen in the market the last week?
It's been a downpour of plus token scam residuals, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of a shit show.
Hailing down on us. Wrecking all kinds of longs.
For anybody who doesn't know what he's talking about, Plus Token was this big, basically Ponzi scheme that aggregated a massive amount of Ethereum, and you know this whole thing is getting shut down by the feds, but you know they can't necessarily stop the collected Ethereum from hitting the exchanges. So people have been selling off all this dirty money. This dirty Ethereum, essentially, yeah, and it's been causing panic and sell-offs, and it's just been gnarly.
Yeah, they've caught five people so far associated with it, but clearly there's still some at large. We haven't seen too many Bitcoin on the move from their wallets, but we saw over $100 million worth of Ethereum get moved around this week. But
is it actually hitting the exchanges? I imagine that all the exchanges have blacklisted the wallets, or are they mixing it through?
Well, U.S. exchanges, regulated exchanges, some have, but there's several others that you see doing pump and dumps all the time and other things that are rogue like HitBTC that just don't give a fuck. So,
all right. Well, kind of the things that I'm seeing in the market, we've really, it feels like we've bottomed out here at 6,500. We tapped that key level twice. Again, 6,500 was the most traded price all of last year of 2018, the most Bitcoin were traded at $6,500. So that's a very significant price level because it means there's a lot of interest and activity there. And over the last week, over the last 2 weeks, actually, we tapped it twice and we tested it. And it looks like that acted as support. So there's still some heavy resistances to get above, particularly, you know, that 8K level. Haven't seemed to been able to break it. But guys, it looks like we're towards the end of this, you know, 6 month little bear market that we've been in since June, and things are looking pretty good. You could get a pretty good risk adjusted long here, and if 6,500 doesn't hold, it's going to be pretty bloody. So that's the level that you need to keep track of. 6,500. If it breaks, panic will ensue. Let's just say.
So will my heart. And many of my friendships.
Yes. In regards to Ethereum, it's still looking weak, especially compared to Bitcoin and a lot of the other cryptocurrencies. We've seen, you know, a lot of good movement out of the top 10 and even into the top 20 this week. So guys, just make sure that you guys are using stop losses and that you guys are taking profit when the market allows.
Do you have a friend who's interested in getting into cryptocurrency, but they don't know where to start building their portfolio? Well, we have the answer. It's called CopyTrader by eToro. With CopyTrader, you can automatically copy every trade of eToro's top crypto traders, just like myself or Bryce or Kevin, at the exact price point and in real time. No need to study up on markets or develop your own strategies. Simply just sign up and copy our trades. Any profits that we make, you do too, proportional to your investment, of course. With eToro, you get access to the world's most popular cryptocurrencies with transparent trading fees all in one easy-to-use app. Copy the smart money with eToro.
So kind of without further ado, why don't we pop on over to Hot or Not, and let's check out the biggest movers, both best gainers and biggest losers.
Hot or Not. Okay, so the biggest gainers of the week. And again, we've adjusted our criteria. We're only doing the top 200 coins now. The biggest mover of the week was Tomo Chain, up 59%.
Wow.
Waves, up 38%. And Blockstack, up 32%.
Damn. Blockstack, finally seeing some price appreciation in those BSTAC tokens.
How about that?
We have Maximine coming in at negative 46% the last 7 days. We've got MadeSafe coming in at negative 35%.
It's still alive?
Yeah, MadeSafe. It was one of the first coins, believe it or not. I remember when, I mean, I don't remember when it came out, but I think it came out like 2013.
I think it was before you were born.
Could have been before I was born. And then lastly, we have coming in at negative 21% Syndicator.
Ouch, indeed.
So if you guys are looking for a good discount, go ahead and look at those three big losers from this week and who knows? It might bounce back next week.
I have a feeling not Maximine, though. That's probably the next Egrecia, which, by the way, is down in the 600s right now. Remember we were talking about them in the Hot or Not segment that long ago.
They had a couple back-to-back-to-back weeks where they were, you know, biggest gainer, and now it looks like they're in the crapper.
The scam pile.
All right, Fire Tweets, my personal favorite segment. And as always, we like to feature our boy, Rhythm Trader. We don't know the guy.
Or girl. Or
Bob. Girl. Or team.
Or all of the above.
He's got a great newsletter. You got to go check out his newsletter. But here's what he said on December 18th. Russia froze the bank account of the opposition's politician, Alexei Navalny, just before nationwide protests were planned to happen. Over the last 3 years, he has received more than 591 Bitcoin worth about $3 million in donations that they couldn't freeze. That's the true power of Bitcoin. Holy freaking crap. So this is basically saying that the corrupt, you know, politics that are unfolding here in Russia can freeze a bank account of somebody just because they're on the opposite side of the political spectrum. But what they can't seize is his Bitcoin private keys, which he has $591 Bitcoin worth $3 million. So that's amazing. That is the power of Bitcoin. So what's the other fire tweet that we had this week?
This is from the co-founder of Messari, Ryan Selkis, who goes by 2BitIdiot on Twitter, which I think is hilarious. He says, I just published my most ambitious piece in the 7 years I've been studying crypto full time. It's called the Crypto Thesis for 2020. Over the past 8 days, I compiled 120 nuggets of my clearest thoughts into one 70-page report. I stopped what I was doing immediately and read this entire report, and it is phenomenal. 70 pages sounds like a lot of reading, but you go through that, you know, all the time just through Twitter in the course of a day. Read this report. Go to @2BitIdiot. Find the link to download this free report on what's going on in crypto in 2020. We got to get this guy on the summit for sure.
Yeah, 100%. I know I saw you reading that all day. I think it was 2 days ago or something.
Yeah.
I still have to read it myself, but that'll be my holiday reading. Moving on to, unfortunately, Scorched Earth. And Pizza Mind could walk us through this week's Scorched Earth because Pizza Mind got liquidated.
I did. Baby got his first liquidation. You know, when you make a bad decision, you usually spiral down a dark hole. And one bad decision leads to another. So I decided, after losing so much money in Counting House, that I was going to try my hand at futures. So I went on to Binance Futures, tested things out, see how it was all going to go. And I got the hang of it. You know, I didn't put in too much. Thankfully, Binance lets you play with, you know, $10-$20. Not a big deal. Price of an education. But everything was going pretty good up until I went and I got a 2-hour massage for my ailing back. And by the time I got out of the massage and checked my phone, I had 2 emails from Binance. One warning me that my margin was about to get called because Ooh. Bitcoin had taken a huge dump. And then the second email was letting me know that I had been liquidated. So too bad. If I had not been in that massage, I could have added another $10 to my margin account because I just barely got liquidated. The price of Bitcoin went below my liquidation amount by what? Like,
just a little bit.
$30? $40?
$30.
Nothing. Like, absolutely nothing.
But so, it is a downwards, what's it called? Like a domino effect, essentially. Yeah. If you're always just refilling your margin account, and then you're eventually not going to have any money to refill it with. So it's
right.
Like, you know.
So I wasn't going to do that anyway. I was just going to let it ride and see what happened. I still think we're going to hit 8K by the end of the month. Call me crazy. You'd be right, even if I'm wrong. So there we go. So I continue down the downward spiral. I think my next move is to get onto one of these Chinese exchanges that's poorly translated into English that does no KYC and strictly trade off price action on coins I've never, ever heard of. What do you think, Bryce?
To me, it sounds like a pretty risky maneuver. And considering you know, it just might not be the best time to be doing such risky things, man.
Okay, fair enough. It is Christmas time. You know, I should be of good cheer. So I'm going to go to Vegas and throw some dice on the craps table instead.
That's exactly. Instead of buying cryptocurrency, why don't you just go have some fun and buy some poker chips?
Okay, that's what I'm
going to do. And plus, you won't, you know, put money at risk on a Chinese exchange where you don't know if it'll get seized or if you'll be able to get it out. Guys, don't play around with the Chinese exchanges. They generally are sketchy. And in smoke and mirrors, the smoke and mirrors segment that we have whipped up for you today. Me and Pizza Mind were just having a brain blast a few moments ago, and we're like, oh, this would be a perfect smoke and mirrors episode. So why don't you kick us off with the Matrix of Money?
I was thinking earlier about the U.S. banking system and how it really is like this fake value, but it's so comfortable.
Right.
You know, anything goes wrong, I get scammed, you know, I get my present stolen off my doorstep, I just call up my credit card company or my bank and let them know what happened. They give me my money back. And life goes on, everyone's happy. But they can do that because they're just printing money out of thin air. They don't care. And they just want me to be happy. Is that such a bad thing? Because in crypto, you don't have those protections. There's a finite amount of supply, unless the DAO gets hacked. And, you know, that's a huge topic of discussion. So I got to think, you know, if this fake fiat money and, you know, real crypto money, it's funny to say that.
Yeah, it is funny.
You know, it's so backwards because, you know, I have cash in hand. You think that's real, but it's actually not.
Yeah.
It's the biggest lie there is.
And you have your Bitcoin private key and it's just some digital bits and you're like, oh, well, that's not real. But in reality, it's the realest thing.
It is. So that's one way that was breaking my brain. But if both buy goods and services, like that's what's really important. Food, shelter, like this money in exchange of value is just a means to get the things you want. So does it really matter if value is real, or does it just matter that by any means necessary, you get what you need? So it reminded me of the movie The Matrix, where the guy, you know, was eating steak for the first time and he sold out, you know, all the shipmates and everyone else that had woken up just because, you know, it was easier that way. And I thought, well, fiat money is never a problem until it's a problem.
Right.
Like if you're an opposing Russian politician or, you know, an enemy of the state, or you decide to put out the wrong kind of YouTube video in Singapore, you can go to jail for 4 weeks for that.
Did that happen?
Did just recently. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
So I don't know, Bryce, what do you think? Does real value matter?
You know, I mean, I think what we're building here with cryptocurrency is, you know, the value prop is that it is unseizable and it's censorship resistant, right? Meaning it's unseizable. Nobody could take it away from me. No, just because I'm doing something that, you know, the other side of the politics don't like, and, you know, censorship resistant. I could broadcast a transaction or send anybody any sort of money anywhere in the world for free. And it's instant. And so I think people are going to start waking up to this idea that, you know, fiat money, the reason they just treat it like it's worthless because they know it's worthless. You know, that's why, you know, Amex, you could go and file for fraud on anything and they'll just refund you because they know that, like, at the end of the day, what they're refunding you isn't real. And like, kind of in the opposing sense with like Bitcoin and Ethereum, you know, this stuff is backed by proof of work and it's expensive to generate, right? Like the cost of mining a Bitcoin is, you know, between $6,000 and $8,000, depending where you are. Like, people worked really hard to, you know, increase the supply of Bitcoin. The same goes with gold. So, you know, that's why there's no recourse in crypto, because it's just a completely different system. And, you know, I think that's where the real value is. And I think the market will eventually, you know, completely grab onto that. But in the meantime, there is an arbitrage of perception, essentially. You know, a lot of people think that crypto is valueless and doesn't have any utility and is going to die. And so in that, you know, perception that they have, that's where the markup comes. That's where we could make money because so many people are discounting it. So many people are saying, you know, it's never going to work. And that's the underdog story, right? You know, we're going to be able to make fortunes off crypto, everybody, all of Crypt Nation, because it's still so small and so many people don't believe in the value.
And something that our good friend Alex Mashinsky brought up to us today, there's $270 trillion of debt. $270 trillion.
It's insane.
It's insane. So, I mean, if you're a credit card company, if you're a bank, if you're a government, you know that's never going to get paid back. You know it. That's why we keep raising the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. So it literally is just smoke and mirrors, this fiat world economy that keeps going and going, and that number keeps growing and growing as long as no one ever calls in those debts to be collected, because there's literally not enough money in the world.
Yeah.
I think there's only, what, like 130 trillion U.S. dollars? Something like that?
I'm not entirely sure. 13
trillion? I really don't know that number. But what I do know is the crypto market cap is only 200 billion.
Yeah, and so like when you think about, you know, the bubble, like, oh, crypto market's a bubble, or, you know, the lending market in crypto is a bubble, you know, there's all sorts of different FUD and fallacies that are out there. But kind of at the end of the day, you got to be like, well, if it's only a $200 billion market, you know, what about the bubbles that are in, you know, outside of the crypto market, you know, trillion-dollar bubbles? So I think we got a long ways to go before we have to worry about crypto lending being in a bubble, yeah, or anything like that.
But here's the thing. Like, it's really, really clear that the world banking system and fiat money is going to collapse at some time. If it's not crypto that comes in to replace it, what's it going to be? There's nothing else out there.
I mean, can't go back
to carrying around gold bars.
It's going to be water or some scarce resource.
It might be bottled water or actual food.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Things that provide, you know, life.
Yeah. But I feel like before it gets to that, people are going to give cryptocurrency a try.
Sure hope so. Sure hope we don't get to an apocalypse. That would not be chill.
Well, speaking of crypto gaining traction, how's this one for you? We're going to move on to the news.
All right. Well, let's close it out with some news bits from this week.
Check this one out. U.S. congressmen write a letter to the IRS asking for crypto tax clarification. The IRS came out with new tax guidelines in October, which are the most absurd things I've ever read.
Yeah,
made my
tough.
Eyes bleed.
They're tough.
And apparently I wasn't the only one. And thankfully, there are some congressmen that are looking out for us guys in crypto here in the U.S. And they wrote to the IRS saying, hey, your policy on airdrops and hard forks is, you know, garbage, basically. And you need to explain more about how this stuff works. And a lot of the things that we were concerned about were addressed in these letters. So hopefully we will get some answers going into the new year. I sure as shit am not going to tell the IRS a goddamn thing about me.
Oh, gosh.
And I, you know, well, I can't give tax advice, but that's just what I'm going to do.
In other news, we have Iran proposing an entire Muslim cryptocurrency. One of the guys who runs Iran, not sure who it is, proposes that Muslim nations need to band together under a cryptocurrency to avoid the U.S. dollar and to start to take power from the U.S. dollar. So,
well, you know who it was? It was the president of Iran, Hassan Rouhani.
All right. Well, there it is.
Kind of a big name over there.
Yeah, I know Iran is having major issues. One of our friends has family over there and is saying that they can't even communicate over the internet because Iran had shut down the internet for some time. So there's a lot of unrest going on over in Iran. And, you know, it's just interesting that the president of Iran is saying all Muslims need to band together under one cryptocurrency. And that's really the promise of crypto, is that you could unite, you know, you could unite the economic value produced by a decentralized group of people that all want to come under one flag that is not a national sovereign flag, right? So it's like you could have a Muslim coin where, you know, all the Muslims use it and its value is based on how this community interacts with it. Or you could have, you know, all sorts of different community currencies, fan currencies, you know, maybe movie lovers, anything. So I think that's just a really cool idea that people are starting to grab onto, is that, hey, it doesn't need, like, your money, the money that you use, doesn't need to just be tied to a sovereign national country. Like, it could be tied to subjective value. It could be tied to anything. And it's really cool. And then one of the other things that was really exciting this week was that Ripple raised a $200 million Series C. And so Ripple is the company behind the XRP token. And the XRP token had a nice little bounce after that announcement. Probably because people are saying, oh, well, you know, Ripple just raised $200 million and they're probably going to continue very successfully to develop the XRP ecosystem and the XRP token. Probably a lot of that value will end up going towards the XRP token. So that was an interesting little news item that I saw on Friday morning.
And then, that is interesting. So I know there's been a lot of complaints this year about Ripple selling out of their trove. So I wonder if this will aid them in their promise to slowing down the selling of tokens.
Hopefully. Oh, that's a good point. I didn't really even think about that.
I wonder. So, I mean, they really have no excuse now. They have another $200 million.
Yeah. So now they don't need to sell any of their freaking treasury.
Well, we'll see.
XRP to the moon?
Oh my God. Well, it's only gone up 2% today.
True. We'll have to keep an eye on it, guys. You got to keep an eye on XRP. in light of all this news.
And I never thought I'd say this in my lifetime, but at 19 cents right now, it kind of looks like a good buy.
Kind of does look like a good buy. I mean, everybody thought 25 cents was going to hold. Because that was just like a critical level.
Yeah.
And 25 cents kind of got sliced after, you know, staying there for what was it? Almost 3 months, just steady as a freaking heartbeat, finally broke through once Bitcoin started to fall through that 6,500 level and then got bid back up. So, guys, it's just going to be a really interesting time.
Yeah. But the thing is, there was another piece of news, and that was coming out of MoneyGram, a huge partner for Ripple. And they clarify that they don't actually hold any XRP. Once the transfer is completed, they cash it right back out to fiat. So
interesting.
Yeah, it's just an interesting note that they're not removing any supply, but they are at least using it.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. Anything else for before we close out the weekly fire?
I think that's it. We're going to be back. Are we going to do a weekly fire over Christmas break?
Yeah, we've got to. Okay. No doubt about it. Or we might put out a an extra interview. We might do that.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them backlogged, so we'll see.
All right, everybody, take it easy. And remember, go to crypto2020summit.com to register for free. We got a big lineup of speakers, and we'll see you on Monday.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.